Thank you. Please be seated. Before I acknowledge anyone else, I would like to introduce my good friend, Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, Gary Wetzel. Gary? Chief Justice Abramson, members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Governor Thompson, Governor McCallum, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, Attorney General Schimmel, Treasurer Damchek, Superintendent Evers, members of the state legislature, not only those introduced before, but I'm going to introduce my good friend, incoming Senate President Mary Lazick as well. So thank you, Mary, for being here. My sons are good, but I think they overlooked that one on the list. So thanks to all of you for being here as well. Tribal leaders, General Dunbar, and all the other members of the armed forces here today and those that you represent, not only those serving today, but all those who've served in the past, Reverend clergy, family and friends, and most importantly, fellow citizens of the great state of Wisconsin. Today, I want to thank God for his grace, for the privilege of living in such a remarkable country, and for growing up in the greatest state in the nation. As the son of a small-town pastor and a part-time secretary in Delavan, it's quite an honor to serve as your governor. Thank you for that cherished opportunity. I thank my family. My wife, Tonette, who's been my rock and an amazing first lady over the past 4 years. Our two sons, Matt and Alex, who've done an outstanding job today serving as our masters of ceremony. It's amazing what 4 years can do to you. My parents, Lou and Pat Walker, who've always set a powerful example of how to serve others. My brother David, my sister-in-law Maria, my two beautiful nieces Isabella and Eva, and to all my other family, both those I was born into and those that I married into, thank you for all your love that you provide to me day in and day out. Thanks go out to all who are participants in our ceremony today. In particular, I am grateful to the members of the 132nd Band and to all the other members of the Wisconsin National Guard, not only for your services today, but for the ongoing support of our brave men and women, many of whom are deployed even as we speak. Our prayers go out to each and every one of you. And a special thank you as well to our outstanding veterans who have served our country so faithfully. We salute you. And personally, I want to thank all the people across Wisconsin who have offered your support and prayers to my family. We are so very grateful. You see, years ago, Tonette and I sat down and prayed about getting in the race for governor. We knew statewide elections are tough, but we were willing to make the sacrifice to ensure that our sons would grow up in a Wisconsin as great as the one we grew up in. Thankfully, because of our reforms, Matt and Alex's generation is now growing up in a Wisconsin that is even better. They are young people like my sons, as well as the daughters of the Lieutenant Governor and the Attorney General, the kids from Wisconsin, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, the Green Bay Girl Choir, the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, the Falls Baptist Music School Choirs and Chamber Orchestra, the Wadukah Dating Ojibwa Language Immersion School, and the Bruce Guadalupe Community Jazz Band. Each of them here today represent the sons and daughters from all across this great state. Our children are leading this inauguration ceremony as a reminder of our big dreams for them and for the future of this great state. The founders of Wisconsin had a grand vision as well. These ideals are laid out in our state's constitution that now rests right here in this rotunda. After the preamble, the start of this treasured document now reads, "All people are born equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." These are powerful words. A few moments ago, I took an oath to support this Constitution and the Constitution of the United States. I take that oath seriously. Unlike other places around the world, this document says that in Wisconsin, it doesn't matter what class you were born into or what your parents did for a living. Here, our opportunities should be as equal as possible, as equal as possible. But the outcomes, well, those outcomes should still be up to each and every one of us. In Wisconsin, we understand that true freedom and prosperity do not come from the mighty hand of the government. They come from empowering people to control their own lives and their own destinies through the dignity that is born from work. In Wisconsin, we understand that people create jobs, not the government. Those who choose to employ, be it one or many, are to be appreciated and encouraged so as to prosper and increase employment for others in the future. In Wisconsin, we understand that the best way to improve lives and strengthen families, as well as raise wages, is to assist people to get a better education and to acquire more skills. This is how we grow household incomes while putting people to work. Since I last stood at this podium, our state has become more free and prosperous. We took the power away from the big government special interest and returned it to you, the hardworking taxpayers. More people are working and fewer are unemployed. School scores have improved, and more of our students are graduating from high school. Our retirement system is the only one fully funded in the country. The state's pension and debt ratio is one of the best, and Wisconsin's bond rating is positive. In contrast to the politicians along the Potomac, we get things done here in the Badger State. There is a clear contrast between Washington and Wisconsin. We have been good stewards of the taxpayers' money and lowered their tax burden as well. We've shown why the founders of this great nation looked to the states and not the federal government as the source of hope for this exceptional country. We will not let them down. Now we have a grand vision for the future, a dream of freedom and prosperity for all who live in the great state of Wisconsin. We will help our fellow citizens, regardless of mobility or income, station or status in life, to achieve the education and skills needed to succeed in their chosen occupations. This will not only help fill the positions that are open today, but will build confidence in employers that they can create new jobs and find qualified workers to fill them. We will ensure that every child, regardless of background or birthright, has access to a quality education. For many, like my sons and me, it is a traditional public school. For others, it may be in a charter, a private, a virtual, or even a homeschool environment. Regardless, we will empower families to make the choice that is right for their sons and daughters. We will reduce the size and scope of government to match the will of the people. State agencies will be merged to make them more effective, more efficient, and more accountable to the public. We will continue to weed out waste, fraud, and abuse. Budgets will be set based on the taxpayers' ability to pay and not on the government's ability to spend. We will build the needed infrastructure to support a thriving economy, a transportation system to assist major industries like manufacturing, agriculture, forest products, and tourism as a key part of this infrastructure. So is broadband internet access to connect every part of the state to the global economy and cost-effective and reliable sources of power to fuel our growing economy. Overall, everyone in this state should have an opportunity to live their piece of the American dream right here in Wisconsin. For some, that dream might be succeeding in their chosen career and maybe even starting their own business someday. For others, that dream might mean owning their own home. But for many of us, that dream is as simple as ensuring that our children live in a place that is better than the place we grew up in. As mentioned, Tonet and I decided to run for governor years ago, many years ago, because we wanted our sons to grow up in a state where they and future generations have the opportunity to dream big and work hard to make those dreams a reality. After traveling this state, I believe that we're not alone. Visiting factories and farms and small businesses on a frequent basis, I find mothers and fathers just like Tonet and me. They work hard each day for more than a paycheck or a title. They work hard so that their children can have a better life than they did. That's what I want for Wisconsin. Working together, I believe that we can create a state that is even better than the Wisconsin we grew up in. Help us realize that dream of freedom and prosperity for all. For the sake of the children at this ceremony, for all the others like them across this great state, and for countless generations yet to be born, we cannot let them down. We will not let them down. We will move Wisconsin forward. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the great state of Wisconsin.